My name's Brian Preston. We have a dairy farm in Quincy, Michigan. Farm with my father, Keith, my uncle, Glenn, my cousin, Adam. We milk a little over 800 cows and farm about 1,200 acres. And we also have 4 contract hog finishing barns.
This week, Brian, you were in D.C. along with Farm Bureau members from Michigan to kind of meet with legislators and really press for some issues important to Michigan farmers. Can you share a little bit more about that experience?
Yeah, so we went to D.C. as a part of Farm Bureau's Farm Bill Task Force. It was really timely to be there. The Chairman Conway from the House Ag Committee, he's committed to moving the bill forward, he says, in late winter or early spring of 18. And so they're expecting maybe even in the next couple weeks. So we got to talk about some of our priorities for Michigan, talk about the implementation of the dairy reforms that were passed as part of the budget deal and how that was going to work, and some of the specialty crop block grant programs that we need to be included to help all the different industries in the state.
The Dairy Margin Protection Program, moving forward through that appropriations side, how do you see updates within the 2018 Farm Bill really impacting you and the dairy industry?
So I think it's going to be a tremendous help for farm shipping 5 million pounds or less. They've really made it a much more affordable and effective program. Farm shipping over 5 million pounds, probably the biggest benefit is removing the cap on the LGM dairy and the other insurance programs, and allowing American Farm Bureau with their dairy revenue program that they're developing and ready to roll out this summer, that program, and then also just making it a big enough market that other insurance companies would be willing to invest and develop products that could help our industry too. So I really think for the entire industry, removing that cap on the insurance is a bigger deal than the MPP reforms, but there's certainly a segment of the industry that's going to see some immediate relief in the next few months because of the MPP reforms.
How does your farm, you know, that size 800 fitting in with those calves and really what's available to you to help protect in times of low prices?
Yeah, so we met with Dr. John Newton from American Farm Bureau both Wednesday evening and then again Thursday morning, and had a chance to talk with the group and use some of our farm's numbers. And we probably, because of the elevated, when you're at 5 million pounds or below, the rates were lowered. 5 million pounds and above is still kind of cost prohibitive to participate in MPP. So that, for our farm, it probably will not make sense to participate in MPP. We'll wait and see what the final numbers are and how the program's going to be implemented, but I'm suspecting that that will not be something that we can participate in. But having LGM dairy available could be really positive, and we'll see exactly how this dairy RP program that AFBF Insurance is rolling out works for our farm too. We're going to definitely have more risk management tools to use than we've had in the past, but it just may not be MPP.
How important is having options for risk management to the dairy, especially when prices continue to be cyclical?
Yeah, well, we've got to manage risk, and in the dairy industry right now, everything's about price. The cows in this state and the growing, we've had great crops. The cows are working hard. We've got some, I'm not necessarily going to call it an adequate workforce, but we've got people here that do a really good job milking cows, and the challenge we face is all price related, and part of that's due to our processing capacity. Hopefully we're going to get some help on that soon, so that our basis could be better. We can get into the class three market more. But yeah, managing price and basis risk. And I think that's what the AFBF program is going to maybe be able to help us to do better. Look at some class four futures, class three futures, and help analyze which combination of those two markets are going to put our farm at a better advantage.
Any other highlights from the visit this week in D.C.?
So D.C. This week, yesterday, was just absolutely buzzing about the trade tariffs that President Trump is proposing. And so not only did we get to talk about the farm bill and the importance of the things that we need in that bill, but we had a chance to talk extensively about trade and the importance of international markets to every single industry in our state and our country, how doing no harm is going to be absolutely imperative as we renegotiate these trade deals. And the other issue, so securing a legal workforce and making sure that we have the labor necessary to pick the fruit and milk the cows and work in the slaughter plants in the state, and just making sure that there's adequate workers, there's a solution for the people who are here and doing a good job. That's another topic that they're really wrestling through right now. There's a good lot bill that's being trying to get the votes it needs to pass, and I think making sure that that works for agriculture is going to be imperative. So we got to talk about those two things, workforce and trade, in addition to our farm bill priorities. So I think it was time well spent.
Coming back home to Michigan, any last words to leave us with and how you can kind of take those concerns and issues that ag is dealing with and maybe get some support from the grassroots level?
Yeah, so it was just reinforced to us as we met with our various congressmen and Senator Stabenow, the importance of taking our message, using our groups like Farm Bureau to advocate for our issues. Our congressmen are back in the districts often. We need to take advantage and schedule a breakfast or a lunch with them and make sure that they understand how important these issues are, really all three of them, trade, labor, and the farm bill. So bend their ear every chance we get.